USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
The World Health Organization has identified another coronavirus variant of interest. The B1621 variant, known as the Mu variant, was first identified in Colombia in January and has since been seen in 36 countries. The WHO says that Mu has mutations that may evade the protections of the vaccines. There have only been a few larger outbreaks of Mu, mostly in Colombia and Ecuador. The WHO says that further study of the variant is needed to fully understand its characteristics. And a federal judge has signaled that he would approve a bankruptcy deal that would settle thousands of lawsuits against OxyContin maker Purdue Pharma. Bankruptcy Judge Robert Drain said Wednesday that he would approve the plan that would dissolve Purdue and shift its assets to a new company not controlled by the former owners, the Sackler family. The plan would also shield the family from future opioid lawsuits. Purdue has been accused of improperly marketing its opioids, contributing to the opioid crisis in the U.S. This is USA Radio News.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.